From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Three U.S. service members have been killed in Afghanistan. NATO says the three were killed today while fighting in the southern part of the country. Earlier, officials said another American was killed yesterday in an explosion. The Associated Press says the deaths raised to at least 10 the number of U.S. service members who've been killed in Afghanistan so far this year. The U.S. Supreme Court today revisits a decision it issued just months ago, declaring that criminal defendants have the right to require crime lab analysts to appear in court for cross-examination about forensic test results. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
Until June, the vast majority of state and local governments routinely submitted notarized reports from crime lab analysts for evidence at trial, and the analyst who conducted the test did not testify. But just 7 months ago, the Supreme Court, by a narrow 5-4 vote, said that procedure is unconstitutional unless the defense agrees to it. The decision was written by conservative Justice Antonin Scalia with a furious dissent from Justice Anthony Kennedy. Today, the court has a similar case before it, so what's changed since June? Only one thing. One member of the five-justice majority, David Souter, has retired, replaced by Sonia Sotomayor, who served for years as a prosecutor in Manhattan. If she agrees with last summer's dissenters, that ruling would likely be reversed. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Cold weather continues to hold the South in its grip in Florida. Record lows are being broken. Mike Eckert is with the National Weather Service.
We have temperatures in the lower to mid-20s over the northern part of the state. And then down in the southern part, the temperatures are generally in the lower to mid-30s.
Florida gets cold weather from time to time, but it's rare that it lingers for so long. Tampa Bay has not seen temperatures higher than 60 degrees since January 1st. Israel has decided to build a barrier along part of its border with Egypt to keep illegal migrants and Palestinian militants. The barrier will be built on the Israeli side of the border in an area that's mostly desert, Linda Gradstein reports.
In a statement, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the barrier will close Israel's southern border to what he called infiltrators and terrorists. He said it will secure Israel's Jewish and democratic character. Thousands of African and other migrants have entered Israel illegally through the Egyptian border over the past few years, although recently Israel has sent most of the migrants back. The prime minister said Israel will continue to allow some refugees from war zones to enter Israel, but said the country cannot allow tens of thousands of illegal immigrants. The project will cost some $270 million and will take 2 years to complete. Meanwhile, Israel killed three members of the Islamic Jihad movement in Gaza. Israel said the three were attempting to fire rockets into southern Israel. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. North Korea says it's willing to resume multilateral talks about ending its nuclear program, but there are strings attached. Pyongyang says peace talks with the United States to officially end the Korean War and an end to sanctions are conditions for resuming the talks. But the Obama administration's newly appointed special envoy for human rights in North Korea says ties can only improve once Pyongyang ends the systemic abuse of its citizens. Robert King spoke to reporters after meeting with South Korea's foreign minister in Seoul today. Researchers say they have figured out why bright lights intensify the pain of a migraine headache. NPR's John Hamilton has more.
The discovery emerged from a study of migraine patients who are blind. That study showed that light did not affect the headaches of blind people who had lost their eyes entirely or who had damage to the optic nerve. But light did increase migraine pain for other blind people. Researchers suspected that this was because certain cells in the retina of these patients were still sending signals to the brain. So they did a series of studies on rats that traced the signals from these light-sensitive eye cells to an area deep in the brain. The area isn't involved in vision, but it is involved in pain. And the scientists were able to identify brain cells in this area that became active during a migraine. The research appears in the journal Nature Neuroscience. John Hamilton, NPR News.
The father who pleaded guilty to orchestrating the Balloon Boy hoax is to begin the 30-day jail portion of his sentence today. Richard Heaney is expected to turn himself in to authorities in Larimer County, Colorado. Heaney offered an emotional apology at his sentencing last month, but now says the incident was not a hoax. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.